Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, American Adversary style.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here today, presented by Sutherland Nissan. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That's right, folks, we're here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer in the Relax and Comfort Studios, which you can see us in presently. They got the Titan Cave cam up, and you can see us and hear us on Facebook. Say howdy, 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 howdy. All right, and of course, you can also listen to us on your Alexa devices, and you can still download the free Answer Orlando app, or of course, you can go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and it's brand new, and we love it, and just hit that big old listen live button right there, and you can hear us clear as a bell. All right, speaking of clear as a bell, hoo-wee, did we hear some stuff clear as a bell this morning. All right, we'll get to that and all the day's stuff, but I got the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, who's going to have to duck out in a few minutes, for a few minutes, to do some union boss business. Of course, that's the chairman of the board, Michael McBath.
Well, Chris, it's great to be here, but, you know, I forgot to mention this, too, in our early conversation, that, you know, you talk about NFL players and everything. This weekend, our players around here participated in a tournament Friday for charity, a tournament Saturday for charity, and a tournament Monday. We did Angel Flight Monday. And, you know, the reality of it is all you read in the fake news is just the bad incidents and everything.
Yep.
But I mean the number of hours these people put in and the time they put in, and we raised a lot of money. And, you know, what we do is just go along and converse with the people participating as the golfers. And it's turned out for a bonanza for all charities that were involved. But it was great to see him. One was the Moran Group, which actually, that's a group that, remember I tell you about that great tournament, Joe Montana was here, and they brought in all these superstars and everything, and then we supplement it with other players. But they usually net about $1 million in this tournament over 2 days.
Wow.
Wow, you're not kidding.
Nice.
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 Good to see that, though. That's what they're for.
Yeah. Okay. That is Michael McBath. I am the philosopher, political master. mad scientist Christopher Hart. And on the bridge, we do have Jeff Sinis. And the number is 407-774-8255. It is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, but Randy Ross won't be joining us this week nor next because he is in Indiana, which came home a solid red state, I might say.
Right, well,
knocked
maybe
off that guy Donnelly up there.
That's exactly right.
A solid red state as far as their House representation goes. He's up there with his mother and his new dog, Trumpy.
I saw the picture of it. Actually, that was a great-looking dog.
It is.
Yeah, and there are actually dogs with great personalities. He is a real good one.
What kind is it?
They're like doodles, they call them. It's like a lab poodle.
I see.
And, you know, they're great dogs. I mean,
got a great name, Trumpy.
And they're good-looking dogs, too. Very good-looking, you know. And I like the name Trumpy. That'll go perfectly with Randy.
Absolutely.
You know, Trumpy and Trumper.
Yeah, we'll have to have him bring him in the studio.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you wait till you see. No.
Bring your old mule up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, if I brought one of my horses in here, you wouldn't want to be in here in about 10 minutes.
All right. And Nostradamus, however, will be joining us in the second hour of the show, and he's been scouring for some numbers from last Tuesday night. You know, it's now been a full week since the election,
right,
and the counting goes on. We'll get to that for sure. And he's got some other interesting stories for us as well. And at some point in the show, we're going to play you a response that Michael Gallagher had this morning to someone from Orlando who sent him a text.
Do you think I know the person?
Maybe. I don't know. What we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is at some point we're going to, it's several minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is at some point in the show, we're going to play that for you in its entirety. If you were listening to his show this morning around 11:25 or so, you heard it already.
That was a great conversation.
It was sort of one-sided.
Certainly, because he's the response.
Right. It started with a text message,
right,
but he certainly lets loose on everything
message. He fires. That's funny. Well, everybody has different ideas, right? It makes the world go around.
Yeah, I think he was going spinning around.
Yeah,
around
he was.
In his
I
chair.
Can tell you that.
But we will play that for you sometime during the show, so look forward to that. All right, so... the counting does go on. We'll get to that here in a minute, but so does the world go on. And it's, you know, so we're going to get to that, but let's start with the market action because the market took a huge hit yesterday.
Yeah,
real quick.
Yeah.
That was off the first weekend after the Democrats had won the House back.
That's exactly
and
right.
You had the debate start over what are they going to do,
mm-hmm.
and they spent the whole weekend long talking about how they got a list of, what was it, 83 or 88
right.
Agencies or people in the Trump administration, they're preparing subpoenas for, and they're going to go, they're talking the impeachment, not just for President Trump, but also for Kavanaugh, too. Is that what spooked the market on Monday? Now, I know it was mainly techs that were down, but anyway, did you take it from there?
I mean, really, what took place is, I think this negativism, again, showed by the Democratic Party by going into the idea we're going to tie the government up. They're doing just what everybody had forecast they would do. When the reality of it is the American people want, you know, problems resolved. I think it might have spooked the market, obviously, Monday. Plus, you have a correction going on in the tech stocks like Amazon and Facebook and you name them. And, you know, they all got beat up pretty good, particularly Apple, which is everybody's favorite. They got beat up a lot in the last few weeks.
Sure.
And we need to get a hold of Warren Buffett to see when to buy in. But the reality of it is the day it was a mild down day. We revolved between down 193 and up 123. So you had about a 300-point range. We ended up down 100 points. But the news of the day was not gold. It was black gold. And the reality of
Texas
it is
tea.
Texas tea, right? And what we all dream about, except today wasn't a good day to be holding it in your hands. The price dropped from around $59.35 down to about $55.29, over $4.50-some, you know, within a day. And this is the 12th day in a row that oil prices have slid, which is the longest period ever recorded in futures.
Longest losing streak
You've
for
got
oil.
It. Right. And it's a case that, you know, the United States, which I compliment them because of our ingenuity in the sense that we've developed ways to even be more efficient in our drilling and all the other ways of extracting oil. But the case set is they believe that oil could drop to like 40, 45, and we would at that point not be profitable. But again, at some point, this type of situation self-corrects itself. You know, in other words, we will see a correction here. Maybe today was the big sell-off because that was a huge hit, you know, today. And like I say, 12 days in a row, so we'll see where we evolve from there. And then,
but by the way, while that has been happening, natural gas has been creeping
going up. Right,
it's up about 30% over the last, say, 6 weeks or so.
And imagine, you know, how well off this country is. We are an energy power, and it's a case that, and this can certainly influence our foreign policy, everything else that we do. So, you know, we got to be real proud of how we've developed this resource, and no thanks to Obama.
But the United States,
to Trump and the ingenuity of our corporations.
The United States is now the world's largest oil producer and provider. At, I think it's 11.6 or 11.8 million barrels a day. And
last week was the most they ever produced, and they expect to continue at that pace at least.
And that's not at full capacity.
No, that is not.
And part of the problem also is has been the lack of pipelines to get all the oil.
Pipeline transportation. Yeah. And you know what's funny is I look at the pipeline stocks, and a lot of them have held absolutely like a rock because they're not really tied that much to the price of oil.
Because
they're paid based on capacity run through.
And demand.
Right.
Absolutely.
So I got a kick just looking at some of those, which actually pay ridiculously high dividends.
Right. All right. By the way, a judge the other day did stall.
I know. Another
libertard. Right. But it's the major portions of the pipeline are built. They're just building, you know, legs to
the
it.
The connecting
of that
aspects.
Nature.
And that has slowed our production down, which we could be doing more.
Exactly. But look for cheap gas throughout the holidays.
Oh, but, if you're
traveling.
Think about this, Chris. If gas were to just go right where it should be with oil at $55.29, gas should be at $2.
It's going to get close.
Yeah, I mean, your holiday present.
All right, right.
You're
right,
not kidding. Right, a wonderful present for families because think about that. Every 20 gallons of you're paying $2 and you save a dollar, you're making some money, that they could put in going out to eat or something like that.
Right.
Good deal.
You know, I want to talk to you about coaching and stuff here in a few minutes.
Whoa.
But I'm going to ask you some coaching questions and stuff like that. But first of all, speaking of coaching, how about the coach coming to and bringing his show here, Coach Corso?
Well, this is really exciting, and
didn't you either play for him, or wasn't he part of the World League?
No, he was part of the World League back in Orlando.
I think USFL.
Yeah,
that's
were USFL. There was two World Leagues: the 1974 World League, which had the Florida Blazers, the Portland Storm, the Hawaiians, etc.
Right.
There was another World League which Don Trump was in, and Lee Corso was a coach of the Orlando team here at that time. And Lee obviously coached at Indiana, which he had a difficult time. I think he did relatively good for most coaches there, but relatively good is really bad.
Right.
And but he will be here with game day. And this is really has significant meaning to the University of Central Florida because both of us, Chris, have been major supporters of UCF.
Yep.
You know, we had the opportunity. The football coach came out to our NFL meeting in June, the head coach, along with some of his staff. These were high-quality people, and obviously they proved their skill capability has been unsurpassed so far because guess what? They're undefeated. But by putting game day here, you're going to have Kurt Herbstreit here. You're going to have Lee Corso and all the other characters that are associated with it. You're going to see a massive crowd behind. You have great TV viewing time because everybody watches college football, you know, when they're on. And this is a chance for the message to be delivered to the public. How about signs behind them going, national champs?
Oh, don't you know there are going to be lots of them.
Put me in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
UCF academics, number one. I mean, what a chance to advertise your university. But I think the greatest thing of all that will come out of this will be more applications to the university. More people will make contributions to the university, you know, for all sorts of things. And it'll help their university, again, put themselves on the map because the more publicity, the better off you are. And this is really exciting for this area.
All right. That's this Saturday. Big
this
game.
This Saturday, play Cincinnati, who is not, you know, a cupcake. I mean, this could be a competitive game, and if you're not playing at your A team, you know, might not always go your way.
I believe it's the team with the best record that they'll have played this year so far.
Now, one thing I forgot to mention, I am sort of happy. Penn State beat Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin's not too bad.
Yeah.
And this is the best story of all. The horrible Buffalo Bills won this weekend over the pathetic Jets with a quarterback that I think they took him out of his bedroom 2 weeks ago, and the guy puts up over 40 points. Is that that's why you don't bet NFL football. How can that happen? But it did.
It did. They got Brenda Snipes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Brenda Snipes was calling the
Maybe
plays.
Maybe she was running the scoreboard or something.
No, yeah. She was running the offense for the Jets, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
No. I'm sorry. She was running the offense for the Bills.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine they scored over 40 points? And I think that might be the sum of all the points they scored all year. So go Bills. And remember, if you're a Pats fan, the day is coming. Not this century, though.
All right. Okay, we'll go ahead and take a break and come back on the other side. Once again, we're here. We're live. Thank you for being there and listening. We do so very much appreciate that. All right, we got a lot more to talk about tonight. Don't forget, though, Larry Elder follows us up. Now, he had a guest host last night, but I believe he's back tonight. Anyway, it'd be a lot of great radio yet to go here tonight, right here on
there
the same
always
station.
Is, Chris.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Especially during 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We still have that crash at Kirkman and Old Winter Garden Road, as well as the crash at 436 and 408 contributing to slowdowns in the 436 area especially. Your I-4 slowdowns as far back as 436, and they continue till past downtown Orlando and into the Millennia area. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after John Young Parkway. 408 eastbound is still fairly clear. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Feeling blue out there because the count's still going on? Well, if you've lived in Florida any length of time, you're used to this sort of thing, kind of like nasty weather. Just seems to come along every so often. And so here we are again. And here we are again, live, or at least here I am again. Mike has had to duck out for just a few minutes to take care of some union boss business, but the phone lines are still open at 407-774-8255. Once again, you can see and hear us live on Facebook, and thanks for the action going on live there right now. Appreciate that. Okay. There is some other stuff going on that I want to get to here shortly. I do want to talk about the count going on, however, still going on down there in Florida. The Broward County has finally started doing their recount today. The state has announced, the Secretary of State's office has announced that if they don't have their numbers in by Thursday 3 o'clock in the afternoon is the deadline that all of the counties have to have their recount in. I just got this in from Lynn, who's in the American Adversaries Army. She's a general. She sends this. She says, local Fox News reports that Volusia County recount is finished and 240 ballots are missing, possibly due to paper jams. I thought you could pull those things out unless they get torn up in the process. But that's the sort of thing that each county is probably going to find. There will be a certain small number of ballots that will get spit out or taken notice of one way or another. But the machine count has to be done by Thursday at 3 p.m. And the state has said if any county does not have their machine count recount and finished by Thursday at 3 p.m., they will go with the count that they gave originally, which was originally due election night, but of course we know with Broward County, it was just a couple of days ago that they gave that final count. And the final count of all the counties in the state prior to the machine recount showed Rick Scott with a 12,500-point lead and Ron DeSantis with an over 30,000 count lead. Those are going to be unsurmountable without some kind of blatant fraud, which would be easily detectable. I was listening last night to an election supervisor from here in Orange County describe how very difficult it is to commit blatant voter fraud, where you take and alter ballots or something of that nature, or take people who are illegal, because you can trace it. It all has to be traceable, and the requirements are very stringent, even for Palm Beach and Broward County. And now that doesn't mean that these county supervisors haven't been messing around with the vote totals in terms of releasing the numbers, but that's all anybody has been able to find out that they had been doing, is that they were simply holding back on the numbers that they already had. But now Broward County, all the counties are counting. I know Orange County has been diligently counting. They started theirs, I believe, yesterday. I know they were counting hard last night. And as I said, Volusia County's done. It won't be long before all the counties, except probably Palm Beach and Broward County, are finished. And everybody will be waiting breathlessly until 3 p.m. Thursday to see if they're going to turn in the totals. And then, of course, what the totals will be when they turn them in, presuming that they do. Meanwhile, Jeb Bush, who, by the way, first appointed Brenda Snipes to be the election supervisor in that county down there, Jeb Bush, he has called for her removal. Now, Jeb Bush appointed Brenda Snipes to be the election supervisor in that county because he fired, which Rick Scott should have done of Snipes, and that's a whole nother story, because Jeb Bush fired a woman by the name of Oliphant, who was the election supervisor in 2000 with the Chad debacle, Bush v. Gore and all of that, and also in 2002, where she was screwing around with stuff down there. Meanwhile, the legislature passed far more stringent voting requirements for all of the counties. Brenda Snipes, however, carried on the tradition of Oliphant all these years. And Rick Scott sat by. And Pam Bondi sat by. Especially, I guess maybe you could sort of, I don't want to say excuse it, but I guess it wasn't so blatantly or obviously a problem, let's put it that way, until 2016, when that Democrat in that district down there with Debbie Wasserman Schultz sued and won and got those judgments in federal court in 16 and 17. And Scott and Bondi didn't do a doggone thing. Maybe they were in on the fix. Is that it? They were in on the fix. They wanted to make sure Brenda Snipes was there to commit election fraud. That's where that story goes. Our story goes away for a few minutes. We'll be back on the other side, though, and take some phone calls.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A fire official says crews have made a lot of progress in preventing a deadly Northern California blaze from reaching Oroville, a town of 19,000 people. The firefighters on foot and in bulldozers are working south of the town of Paradise. That was leveled by the blaze that started last Thursday. Officials had worried strong winds could spread the wildfire toward Oroville and the Oroville Dam, the nation's tallest. At the center of Florida's vote recount storm is an elections supervisor with a checkered past whose Democrat-dominated county has been the target of protests and accusations, including by President Trump, that something fraudulent is afoot. Lawyers for Republican Governor Rick Scott, who's in a razor-thin race with Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, have accused Broward Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes of outright fraud. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 100 points, the NASDAQ unchanged. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
More on Stan Lee's death. It looks like the 95-year-old creator of the Marvel Universe had four cameos recorded that haven't been released yet. He is set to appear in the next four Marvel releases, as is tradition. Lee was battling several illnesses, including pneumonia and vision problems at the time of his death. This Thursday at Kennedy Space Center, SpaceX is planning on launching the first mission in 6 months. The Falcon 9 is set to launch on Thursday afternoon with Qatar's ES Hail 2 communications satellite. The satellite will provide TV and broadband internet to Qatar, parts of the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. The launch window opens at 3:46 in the afternoon and closes right before 5:30. Rain chances are about 30%, and they have a 60% chance of favorable weather. Today, we have a high of 86 and a low of 70 and partly cloudy. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Do you suffer from lower back pain? Do you ache worse after sitting in a regular chair? Are you one of 80% of Americans who suffer debilitating back pain sometime in your life? Then you need to try the perfect chair at Relax and Comfort. Designed after the NASA G couch for astronauts, the perfect chair offers you comfort that no other chair can. Sitting in an average chair places over 8 times more pressure on your spine than standing. The effects of this over time cause the average person to shrink 1 to 2 inches, but not with the perfect chair. It's motorized and has individual elevation for the head and feet, providing you with every option you need for a pain-free experience. So try the perfect chair at Relax and Comfort and ask about no interest financing. Mention the promo code American Adversaries and get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Go to relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Get your perfect chair and enjoy blessed relief and unparalleled comfort today.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a disabled vehicle with the right lane block on I-4 East before Lee Road on mile marker 87. You have some stop-and-go traffic with delays up to 30 minutes right now. You also have a crash at Beggs Road and Lakeville Road near Apopka. You have the crash with the left lane blocked on Kirkman and 408. And the 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the bad man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
And we're back, and thanks so much for tuning in. You guys are some great guys, too, you guys and gals out there. All right, once again, thanks for tuning in to the American Adversaries, and we are live and coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, which once again is presented by Sutherland Nissan. And, you know, we're getting toward the end of the year. They say December is a great month to buy an automobile as everybody's trying to meet their quotas and get the bonuses and all that great sort of thing. And Sutherland Nissan ought to be on your list. And, of course, they're conveniently located at East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail. And you can visit them at OrlandoNissan.com. And when you head out there, tell them that the Titans of Talk Radio sent you out there to check out their great Titan trucks and all the other great automobiles out there, like the Maximas and the Ultimas and all the other Ultimas. And don't forget, they've got a big old box there for toys for tots. So please, even if you're not in the market for an automobile, stop by and drop off a Toys for Tot. And, of course, they need to be brand new, unwrapped, but for boys, girls, whatever. And just put it in the box there and then stop and say hello, too, and tell them that you really like it that they sponsor this radio show. It's very important that our sponsors are there for us so that we can be there for you. Okay, that's Sutherland Nissan, East Colonial Drive and Chickasaw Trail, OrlandoNissan.com. Okay, once again, Randy Ross, who would normally be here with us on Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, is in Indiana with his family. I am Christopher Hart. Mike McBath is taking care of some union business, and he'll be back momentarily. So let's take a couple of phone calls. In the meantime, Craig is up first tonight. How are you doing, Craig?
Hi, Chris. There's really only one solution to this problem continuing, and that's to have some kind of a punishment. Or otherwise, it just will continue.
Exactly.
And, in fact, other counties may do it. I think it's a first-degree misdemeanor for some of the videotape stuff where they're putting up boxes to block what they're doing with the ballots.
Well,
which, you know, we should all see that.
Yeah. You know, I have to admit that I don't know what level of crime or whatever it is. You mentioned misdemeanor, I'm not sure, but you're absolutely right. Your point there is absolutely right. The reason this continues to go on is because there's never ever been any consequences for it. Now, there was the change when Oliphant was let go and Snipes stepped in, but all she did was take up the old mantle and continue to do things the same way. And there definitely needs to be consequences. And the president was right. The initial consequence should have been the late votes don't count. I'm sorry. And it wasn't the Republicans who screwed him over. If that was going to be the consequence, it would have been Brenda Snipes for not doing her job properly. You see?
That's right.
And
at this point, I think the only real remedy to fix this is to disqualify that county's ballots, all of them.
Well,
because she's mixed non-qualified ballots with the qualified ones.
Right. Now we know
you can't come back from that.
I know you're absolutely right. Now we do know that the ones that we can verify, the numbers are extremely small. You're talking not even a dozen votes. But the bottom line is the fact that there's any taint at all tends to taint the whole, you know, it's like putting a little food dye in water. I mean, it doesn't matter how little you put in there, the whole basin of water turns color. It's what we have here. And certainly, I understand why people think there's fraud and these things going on, even though there's no evidence. It's because it appears to be so fishy down there. And but as you just said, and as we've said, this is nothing new. I mean, we've seen this play before. We know how this show ends. And in this case, it's going to end with Rick Scott being, you know, the senator and Ron DeSantis being the governor and people scratching their heads about Florida for the foreseeable future. And because that's the way it always ends. But it is Your point is absolutely right. There does need to be repercussions, consequences in this case, or it will happen again. There's no question about it. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, and I'm also worried about how many people voted. The vote tallies, and then, you know, I can understand from 2 o'clock in the morning till like 4 in the morning not updating, but it's stated exactly how to do it.
Right.
You update every 45 minutes or whatever.
That's right.
And that's that.
That's right. And that's why wasn't the state prepared for this? And when I say the state, I mean the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and prepared to go to a judge immediately when they began to violate the deadlines. You immediately go to a judge. I don't care what time of day it is. You can go to a judge at midnight. You got a magistrate. You go to him and say, hey, look, they violated the deadline. Do something about it. And he does something about it. So, but nobody did anything about it.
And right, and that's where the fraud is going to come in.
If there is any.
They don't have the number of votes that have voted.
Right.
And, you know, they can just forge some signatures.
Well, nah, it's not that easy to do. Believe me. I know that you can, you know, we can conceive of they can do this. It's not that easy. There are all kinds of checks and balances in the system. As I said, I was listening to an election supervisor last night from Orange County who was going in and out of the room to conduct the recount. Help conduct a recount, describe provisional ballots and how all of these checks and balances come into play so that if there is something that goes askew, it can be found out and fairly easily. No, I believe what was happening in South Florida is that they were taking their own sweet time about it, and they didn't care if anybody liked it or not. As I've said, I've seen that attitude here. I've lived in the South all my life, and I've seen that attitude a number of times. And as far as they're concerned, the whole world just has to wait on them. And if you don't like it, that's too damn bad. And that's where we're at with these people down there. But your initial point is the key point of all of this. If there's not going to be a consequence, it's going to happen again and again and again and again. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate you being out there. Got to move on. Eddie is up next. Hey, Eddie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Chris. Got to add some levity to this thing. So I want to, and I need your valuable opinion at this moment. Who is worse at computers, you or Brenda Sykes?
It's debatable. It is very much debatable, that's for sure. But if she's...
Well, if we're going to go to the next level of incompetency, we fire Brenda, put you in, and give you $177,000 and laugh all the way to the bank.
Hey, I'll take it. No, seriously, though. I mean, if she's bad as I am with computers, then it's totally understandable what's going on down there. I love it. You know, Aubrey had something, too. He said, you know, they caught this 19.5-foot python down there. Did you see that? They caught that 19.5-foot python down there? Did you see that? You know what happened?
Did
you see what happened when they cut it open?
No.
They found a box of ballots. Okay.
You know what? I was told that Democrats are quite tasty.
I don't want to find out. All right. Thank you, Eddie. God bless you, man. All right. Look, now we got Randy Ross on the line coming to us from Indiana, the red state of Indiana, the pure red state of Indiana. Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Let me tell you, it's amazing. I'm sitting here, you know, the whole idea behind coming to Indiana, visiting with family and enjoying Thanksgiving up here was to get away from all that stuff down there. And you can't. Every time you turn on the news here, of course we see it on Fox, and, you know, occasionally I go over to CNN, so I get a little angry, but whatever.
Right.
It's still on the local news. It's still a big news story, even all the way up here. And I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that you just can't get away from it. It's everywhere in the country, obviously, especially up here in the Midwest.
Well, you know,
I wanted to share that.
Well, I thank you for that. And, you know, the stakes, Randy, have actually gotten even higher for Florida since election night, because you had these races like in Arizona. That was a heartbreaker in Arizona with McSally going down.
Well, you know, I think what's also interesting here, you know, I was at the grocery store earlier and, you know, I had my, a little button on, of course, and the lady said something to me. And it just becomes an issue where I think that we drove up here today from Florida to Indianapolis. So I have my Rick Scott senator on the, you know, the back of my car. And so you can't really quite get away from it, even though you think that we're kind of displaced from it. I believe it's really a passion point for a lot of people.
Sure.
And certainly,
yep,
this kind of reminds us of what we went through in 2016. But I said to someone recently, and I do still believe this, and I would have said this if I was there tonight, is I'm wondering in some ways if 2018 was more difficult than 2016. And the reason I say that is, We all knew they didn't expect us to win in 2016, and the silent majority surprised everybody.
Yep.
This time around, it's a little different. You've got so many different folks going in different directions. It's been a very interesting process to observe But, you know, the good news is the news is doing a pretty good job of keeping it fair, and they still believe that, you know, the senator is going to be the Governor Scott, and our governor is going to be Congressman DeSantis. And knowing that I still have that confidence, you know, I'm still hearing from different folks. Many of our volunteers, many of the Trump 2020 Club members have been going in to volunteer to either observe or be part of that vote tally process.
Yep.
And so far, the things I'm hearing are good. They're not hearing, at least here in Orange County, we're not really hearing of anything, you know, crazy. And
right.
So,
but you
just
know,
wanted to call in and
hey,
I know you guys will hold the fort down. I look forward to back there soon.
Well, don't go away. Don't go away, Randy, because I think I think you made an excellent point. And I think it's it may be the biggest lesson we need to learn, or one of the biggest lessons we need to learn from this election. And that is, they didn't see us coming in 2016. They saw us coming in 2018, which means they're going to see us coming again in 2020.
You better believe it.
And we better be.
And tonight, even on just before I called into the show, Fox put all the probable candidates on the Democratic side that are going to be looking to potentially run for president. We're not talking about 16 anymore. They had like 23, 24 names up there.
Yeah.
I say bring it. Bring it once again, because if you want to go against a president that's doing everything right for America, it won't matter if you bring 50 people to the table. It's not going to change that he's doing exactly what we elected him to do in 2016 and what we need him to continue doing in 2020.
Well, I tell you what, rest up. God bless you and your mother.
I look forward to seeing you guys again.
Great time.
Have a great show. I'm watching you at a distance. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Appreciate
it. Goodbye.
All right, that is Randy Ross. And once again, we'd like you to be a member of the Trump 2020 Club. It's now more important than ever, ladies and gentlemen, because the fight is on now for Trump, for 2020. Just as Randy said, they are lined up, ready to go. And the bell is ringing and calling us into the fight. And we need to refocus now. We need to focus forward and take the lessons that we can learn from this. But as Randy pointed out, and he's absolutely right, they never saw what was coming in 2016. They never thought in their wildest dream that we could pull off 2016. Well, they were ready for us in 2018. They were laying for us, and they were ready for us, and they ambushed us. And they're getting ready to do it again. And so we better get our minds right. We better get our games on. We better get rested up and ready for the fight, because it's going to be all fighting now for the next 2 years with this Congress that we have, and with the presidential race, and with the stakes as high as they are right now. All right, right now I got to take a break and come back on the other side with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so very much for listening on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday. Once again, brought to you by Sutherland Nissan.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have a disabled vehicle with the right lane blocked on I-4 East before Lee Road on mile marker 87. You have some stop-and-go traffic with delays up to 30 minutes right now. You also have a crash at Beggs Road and Lakeville Road near Apopka. You have the crash with the left lane blocked on Kirkman and 408. And the 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till right after the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag on the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon, I got a driveway that needs paving, I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes, I got friends in low places, yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We may not go down in history, but we'll go down to the honky-tonk. All right, so 407-774-8255 is the number. I just got this once again from Lynn, the general in our American Adversaries Army. We'll have to double-check on this, although I'm not surprised, and it's even more ridiculous. But Florida recount extended until next Tuesday. Come on. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Roger, you are up next tonight. Thank you for calling. How you doing?
Good, good. I'd love to know who appointed the judges that are deciding this stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, that's a good
yeah,
question.
One thing that's not being focused on very much, because, of course, you got two high, much higher profile offices at issue, but the Agriculture Commissioner race already has been flipped, at least for the moment.
Right.
And that's not good because the Agriculture Commissioner issues concealed carry permits.
Agricultural Commissioner does just about all the state's business. They regulate just about everything in the state, from fishing licenses to restaurant licenses to concealed weapons licenses. You're absolutely correct. And what you want to bet that race was won with Bloomberg money because he funded candidates all over the country who were anti-Second Amendment and pro gun control candidates. What you want to bet, that's exactly what she was. What's disappointing is if those numbers hold up, that would mean that some Republicans must have voted for that woman, or at least not voted for the Republican candidate. I haven't seen the total breakdown yet. I got Nostradamus digging around for some numbers, but that's very discouraging if those numbers hold up. But that is going to head for a hand count, no doubt. But I believe with a 5,000 vote lead, that's
That would be very unusual for that lead to be overcome in a hand count. So
you're, five. I thought it was clear. That's even worse.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but that is definitely headed for a hand count. But you're right in your point that is a very key cabinet position here in the state of Florida. And matter of fact, Adam Putnam was planning to use that as his launching pad into the governorship, but it didn't work out. But
well, he shouldn't have lied about the fair tax, but that's old news.
Indeed, it is. But good point. Point very well taken. And a lot of light and a lot of attention has not been made of that because of, just as you said, the two larger races at stake. But that was a very, very big loss for Florida. And thanks again for pointing that out. Appreciate you being out there, Roger.
Sure.
Yeah, you got it. The results from the election are very, very mixed. And at the end of the day, we need to refocus our efforts. There's good things that happened last Tuesday, and obviously a lot of bad things that happened last Tuesday in the sense of losing some races. But look, the good news is we lost some close races. The bad news is we lost some close races. The good news is we lost some close races. That means they can be won again in the future. But what Florida has done in this election is taken a step much. It's taken a step to the left, with the exception of the governor's office. Everything else in the state slid to the left, and except for maybe the senator. But we lost a House seat. We lost state House seats. I don't think we lost any state Senate seats. Looks like we lost this agricultural commissioner. And so we got our work cut out for us. As Randy Ross said, Randy Ross, I think, really hit on where we need to focus on that. And that is that we kind of blindsided them last time. They didn't see it coming. But now they know. They know who we are. They know where we are. They know what we do. They know what we're about. And they know that they can focus now their forces against us. And that's what they are in the process of doing. It's the elite. It's the liberals. People on the left. For their own motivation. They're all for their own reason. They're focusing on us as the villain in this play, as the enemy in this play. And they're going to great lengths to make us look like that. And that's another reason why I say be careful of going down this rabbit hole of fraud going on and all of this stuff when we have no evidence of it whatsoever so far. And by the way, a federal judge yesterday was the latest one to point out that he does not see any fraud going on, and he ruled against Rick Scott and based partly on that. Rick Scott had, this is one of the many lawsuits, he had filed a lawsuit asking that a federal judge confiscate the voting machines in those counties down there. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that. If I do that, they can't do the recount. And by the way, I haven't seen any evidence of fraud. He was the latest to add to the list. The first was the FDLE, and they hold to that still. The second was the Secretary of State, and he's holding to that as well. So until I see some actual fraud, I'm not going to say the fraud's going on down there. I'm just sorry about that. If that's what you want to hear, you can hear it everywhere else, that's for sure. Hey, but I've been out there alone before. And I'm very comfortable being alone because usually it's because I'm way out in front, not in back. So I guess that's the cost of being a political mad scientist. The price is it's lonely at the top. But not if I got you folks out there, not one least little bit. All right, so we will be talking about this a little bit more in the next hour. But at the end of the day, we need to focus now on regrouping, understanding the nature of our foe, understanding that the foe is focused on us like a laser beam. And they're going to do that for the next 2 years to try to defeat us, to try to defeat, to fatigue us, to try to demoralize us, to try to make us hopeless, to render us hopeless, I should say, and make us wallowing bags of despair. And I'm not going to do that here. I'm not going to allow that to happen. That's never been the purpose of this show. The purpose of this show has always been one fight just sets up the next. When the one is over, we move on to the next. And as far as I see it, the 2020 is going to be Ali Frazier 3. All right? Ali Frazier 3. All right, you're listening to The American Adversaries. We got another hour to go. Then you got a lot of great radio to go after us with the Larry Elder Show. I hope the great Eldersky is back. I like his substitutes, but I love Larry Elder. And I love you for listening to our show as well. And once again, you can follow us and listen to us and message us on Facebook. We do read those messages. Thank you very much. Thank you for your loves and highs. And we'll be right back with more of The American Adversaries Radio Show.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Because we got a big hour of show to go for you right now, the American Adversaries Radio Show, second hour, that is. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. That's right, folks, we are here. We are live in the Relax and Comfort Studios. I hope you're hearing all the great new commercials for Relax and Comfort. They got some great deals going on over there right now, folks, through the holidays. All right, we are here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios on a Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, presented by Sutherland Nissan. All right, I am Christopher Hart, joined in the studio now by one Nostra Dennis.
Hey there, I heard Randy wasn't here, so in honor of him.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Randy will appreciate that, I'm sure.
Also, for all our Facebook Live fans, the blue wave is coming. Here it is.
Ah, there he is. The blue wave. Yeah, okay. All right. He's wearing a blue shirt and he's waving on the Facebook camera.
Thank you. It's a visual joke. You really can't get on the radio.
Yeah, you had to be there, right? All right. That is Nostra Dennis. And Mike McBath is around somewhere taking care of union boss business via his telephone. And speaking of the telephone, you can call us at 407-774-8255. Jeff is on the bridge. All right. So, we got, as I said, we got a lot to
to talk about to go here. Plus, I got this little clip. It's about 3 minutes long from the Mike Gallagher show this morning where he rips into somebody from Orlando.
Yeah. Anyone we know?
You looking at me? How do I know? I don't work in New York with Mike Gallagher. But we'll take a listen to that here shortly, and maybe it is somebody we know. Maybe it was somebody who was listening to us.
Ooh.
All right, but that we will play here shortly. Okay, so here's the latest on the count. A circuit judge in South Florida today has ruled that one county will have its deadline extended. And it's not Broward County. It's Palm Beach County. And it will be extended until Tuesday, a week from today. Unless that happens again, every other county, including Broward County, will have to adhere to the Thursday 3 p.m. deadline to have their machine recount totals in. And the plan had been that if those totals from any county aren't in by 3 p.m. Thursday, they would go with the count that they had previously turned in from the original election results.
According to Florida state law.
Right. But as we know, we're in this predicament because Florida state law has not been adhered to down there in past, and it's not being adhered to closely this time. That's not fraud. It is violations of reporting requirements and sunshine law requirements, which certainly should carry some sanction to them. There are violations, but it's not tampering with votes in the sense of changing them or destroying them or creating whole new ones out of whole cloth, or even allowing mass numbers of illegals to vote or things of that nature. Some of the counties are done already with their machine recount. Volusia County here locally is one. They did find that they are missing 240 votes. In other words, after the machine recount, there were 240 less total votes than they had shown previously.
Any breakdown of how many were for which candidates?
Not that that information has not come out yet. I presume we will find that information out after the deadline of Thursday, or maybe now, and we'll have to wait until Tuesday. We're not the only ones waiting around. They're waiting around in Georgia, not so much for a recount or anything, or even for the lawsuits, but for the official certification, which is due to happen Friday.
There are still plenty of provisional ballots that there are questions about whether they are valid or not.
Right, but that race does appear to be set for certification for Friday. The Arizona race is now being declared over. As a matter of fact, Martha? I got correct.
Martha McSally. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. She.
She conceded.
She conceded, and a sort of a. Shall we call it unusual or maybe bizarre would be the word for her concession speech. It was from a couch, and she had her dog next to her.
Hmm.
And it was rather, I don't know if nonchalant is, I'm sort of at a loss for the right word. I don't have all that great of vocabulary to begin with, as y'all know. But the way she went about it was, yeah, I lost, and good luck to Kyrsten Sinema, and I know you'll do great, and that sort of thing. And thank you very much. Back to Housewives of whatever, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe she knows something about her immediate future. Maybe there's a place she may land up that might be just as good, if not better, than a U.S. Senate seat.
Well, that's possible that the president may appoint her to something. We shall see. There's a lot of questions about how did that happen out there, and it's in some ways a little bit similar to what's going on here in Florida, in the sense that the county out there that everyone was waiting on is this Maricopa County,
which is Joe Arpaio's home county,
and which is also very blue.
Hmm.
As it turns out, it's one of the bluest parts of the state because I believe it has Phoenix and
Flagstaff.
Something, another big city there, and with
Scottsdale, Phoenix, Scottsdale,
right. And they are evidently loaded to the brim with liberals.
And the reality is, in Arizona, every state has the right to conduct its elections the way they want, and in Arizona, 3/4 of Arizona's ballots are cast by mail.
Right.
Now, you would think that many mail-in ballots would take quicker to count. Than an election day, same-day ballot.
Well, maybe. I guess it depends on how they come in. And if I'm not mistaken, as long as it's postmarked,
right.
by Election Day, not received as it is here in Florida. It has to be received by midnight Election Day or 7 p.m. Election Day.
Right. The postmark is the equivalent of I stood in line at 8:59, so I was there before the polls closed, so I get to vote.
Right. And but to get back here to Florida, we're going to go back to that race in Arizona here in just a second, but to get back here to Florida, once again, a circuit judge has ruled that Palm Beach County alone can extend their deadline will be extended until Tuesday. Bill Nelson has jumped on that bandwagon, you might say. That was in a circuit court, a Florida court, and now he has filed a suit in a federal court seeking to have the deadline extended for all counties indefinitely.
How bizarre.
And in the meanwhile, today was orientation day, right?
Well, yeah, where all the new senators get to meet everybody.
Yeah.
Well, Rick Scott's on his way up there. Is it today or is it tomorrow?
It was today.
It was today.
And he was up there.
So Rick Scott was up there. Did he pitch a tent outside Bill Nelson's office?
What's that?
He might have should have pitched a tent outside of Bill Nelson's office.
Maybe so. Bill Nelson himself.
Coming in soon.
Yeah, Bill Nelson himself was up there today as well. Yesterday was orientation for the House members. Today it's orientation for the Senate members. And I guess it's similar to orientation when you go to a new school or something like that. They literally show you around the building. I don't know if offices have been assigned yet, but offices will be assigned. The rookies usually get the smallest offices, the furthest away from the real centers of power. And I guess they just sort of introduce one another and say, this is how we do things. This is your pass. This is your parking permit and all that kind of thing.
And Scott will get to vote this week. He's going to get to vote in the Republican conference leadership elections to vote for the leaders and of the party.
Right. And it doesn't appear as though there will be any leadership change in the Senate for either party. However, there does seem to be a little brouhaha building in the House because a lot of the new House members on the Democrat side got elected promising they would not vote for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but are there 200 of them?
As a matter of fact, I believe our cute little old Stephanie Murphy, I believe, was one of them.
She doesn't want to associate herself with Miss Nancy Pelosi.
She's not a Democrat,
right.
According to her.
Sure.
Yeah, she's down the middle of the road.
Sure she is.
Yeah. Well, that was her campaign mantra, and unfortunately it worked. But part of the reason why it worked is because our local candidates didn't have any local support from the local Republican parties. And I'm talking about the OCREC down here in Orange County, Orange County Republican Executive Committee, and the SICREC, the Seminole County Republican Executive Committee. They sat on their thumbs. They didn't lift not one finger to help either state, local, or federal candidates here in Central Florida.
What do they do then?
And people wonder why the races were, close and stuff. It's because we got outspent, first of all. We saw that clearly here in Central Florida. The money flooded in. And look at Gillum. The money flooded in. And look at that buffoon out there in Texas. Buffoon?
Beto.
Yeah, Buffoon Beto. The money flooded in. And that happened all over the country. We got outspent in some places $5, $6, $7 to $1. And believe you me, folks, that makes a big difference in politics. Money is the life's blood of politics. And I went, Donald Trump got elected on a shoestring budget, but Donald Trump is only, there's only one Donald Trump.
He's a different animal and he's never going to happen again.
Exactly. Exactly. And that point needs to be hammered home. Everybody else is going to have to do it the good old-fashioned way. You got to get a lot of money for your campaign. The party has to help the campaign. The local people have to provide the grassroots, and it all has to come together, or you get whipped.
So what the heck do these executive committees do?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
And that's why Randy Ross would like to change the leadership in the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. And I hope that there's a similar stirrings going on in Seminole County. I believe there are, but I don't know for sure. But it certainly needs to happen. And we need to get our game on here, ladies and gentlemen. We got whipped. Here's what happened last Tuesday. We got our butts handed to us. And it was funny because I went into the night fearing that Florida would be the one place where we didn't, come through for the president.
Well, it looks like Florida's going to be one of the one places that we did come through for the president.
Despite a lot of best efforts.
That's right. And I'd like to think maybe we had just a tiny little bit to do with that right here in on the I-4 corridor, the front line, and the whole damn battle. I'm talking about nationwide. Right here we sit. And it's our state that more or less came through. It certainly came through on the federal level with the Senate seat, and Scott will be the senator, and DeSantis is the new governor. And by the way, he's already beginning to move in up there.
He needs to get his transition team.
Right. Yeah, he's already beginning to do all of that. So and around the rest of the country, it didn't happen. And I'm here to tell you, it happened because we got outspent. We got out-hustled. I was just talking about that with the local people. And this is the toughest one of all. They had better candidates in many races.
Mm.
Now, let's look at Arizona for a minute, okay? That Arizona race shouldn't be this big of a surprise to us. And I'm going to tell you why. That Kyrsten Sinema is a very accomplished politician in that state. She started her career getting elected to the state house. Then she got elected to the state senate. Then she got elected to the U.S. House, and now she has gotten herself elected to the U.S. Senate. And she beat pretty much a rookie. She beat a woman who had won elected to the House of Representatives, her only time being elected to anything, in one district in a state where she wasn't the most popular in this campaign. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with Kyrsten Sinema's politics or not, in that particular race...
With those particular voters,
and she was the better candidate. For God's sake, that's Flake's seat.
Right. And how much of a Republican was Flake?
Not very.
Right.
And then the other seat has been owned by John McCain. This Arizona ain't all that red, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how John McCain kept getting himself elected, see? He understood that. He wasn't all that. At least he had a little something going up there. Not much, but he had a little something. And he understood the Democrats, the demographics of that state because he lived there. So we can't be Democrats and sit around and whine and moan, well, we lost because we got cheated. No, we got cheated because we got beat. And if we don't get our game on and get our focus on, we're going to get beat again. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is we should have got beat this time. Because, as Randy Ross said, they saw us coming. They mustered their forces. They focused their forces against us, and they were affected. They were effective.
And like you say, Chris, the battle is never over.
No.
And a swing this way could be just what 2020 needs.
Exactly. If we get our minds right and get our game on and quit pouting and kicking around, oh, God, we got cheated. No, we didn't get cheated. We got beat. Just like the Democrats got beat by Trump. They didn't get cheated, but they've been thinking it for 2 years, and look what it's done to them. You want to be like them? Go ahead. I'm not. So, look, you know, we got work to do, ladies and gentlemen. And as we said, that not only should we have gotten beat because they saw us, they know who we are, they focused their efforts against us, but history, in a way, was against us as well. You know, in the first off-year election for a president, they normally get, how Barack Obama put it in 2010, they got shellacked.
That's right. But the shellacking he took in 2010 and the shellacking Bill Clinton took in 94 were far, far bigger swings than this swing.
Exactly.
So Trump did okay.
And where he is lost in these races, it's a razor-thin margin. That's bad, but it's good. It means we're right. We're in the game. We can do this, but not if we're going to sit around and say, nah, they're going to just cheat us again. Why bother? Well, if you're going to take that attitude, then we're damn sure going to lose. You see? So, you know, I'd hoped to have Mike in here. I was going to ask Mike, how long has he been playing football? How many coaches has he had in football? And then I was going to ask him, how many of those coaches ever told you before you went into a game that you were destined to lose because the other side cheats so good? I'm willing to bet not one. Let's take a break and come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show. We're here, we're live, and thank you for listening.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Is there a message in that bumper, Chris?
Do you know the name of the tune?
You're talking right to me?
You know the name of the tune?
Paranoia. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. I'm just saying.
They're always out to get us.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're too close to the break. I want to play this segment from Mike Gallagher's show this morning. I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you disagree with me. We'll do that after the break. There is some other interesting news out there. You know our buddy Jerome Corsi?
Yeah, oh, sure.
You remember, we had him for guests several times.
Corsi's been on a couple times, yeah.
He may be indicted.
No, what did he do wrong?
Evidently, he's caught up in the Russia collusion probe.
Oh, goodness, what did he do?
He is. He's got his own radio show now,
sure. Evidently.
And he had been working with the prosecutors trying to work out, quote-unquote, a deal. The negotiations have broken down, and he now feels and is saying that he is going to be indicted.
What are they alleging he's done?
It has something to do with Roger Stone and the WikiLeaks and all of that, I believe.
Goodness. Is there a moose and a squirrel involved?
Boris Badenoff might be in there somewhere.
Yes. He's moose and squirrel.
That's right. All right. And then there is the tale of the black white man. Or is that the white black man?
Well, let's go right into it and let's talk about it.
We're not talking about Bill Clinton.
The first black president.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Rock. Yeah.
We are actually talking about Anthony Ecundayo Lennon. His real name was Anthony David Lennon, but he changed it when he was younger because he has decided he's a black man. His mother is white. His father is white. He has been identifying as mixed heritage as a boy because he had an Afro comb growing up and his mother couldn't manage his hair. And so a lot of people mistook him for black. So he said, well, you know what? I'm black.
Roll with it.
Here's the thing. He has received a publicly funded grant in the UK intended for minority artists.
Whoops.
Yeah. Now, he's a director. You know how they have, like, FAMU and BCC are called historically black colleges?
Yes.
Because you can't call them black colleges.
That would be racist. Not anymore. That's right.
Well, Lennon is a director for the historically black-led Talawa Theatre Company in London. And he said he has no doubts that he has some African ancestry. Sure, just like Elizabeth Warren has a little bit of Indian in her, right?
Yeah.
But he won the Arts Council England Award meant for theatre practitioners of color. C-O-L-O-U-R, because it's Great Britain. He wrote an op-ed for the UK Guardian. He said, I will not allow anyone who can't accept or understand my life to be relevant to my existence. Some of his critics, including some black British theater figures, have accused him of misappropriating a racial identity and hijacking public funds. Actress Kelechi Okafor tweeted, however black you might feel, black and feel both in quotes, it's unethical and immoral to access funding that is specifically meant for actual black people. She says, I'm shocked that people are actually entertaining this nonsense. That black woman is correct. It's nonsense.
All right. And I was incorrect about Jerome Corsi. He thinks he's going to be indicted for making false statements to the FBI.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you, Pierce. That's Pierce Outlaw. All right. We are the American Adversaries. We got to take a break. We come back on the other side. We'll take a little adventure into Mike Gallagher's radio show. Once again, thank you, folks, for watching and listening on Facebook. And we'll be right back for all of you after this short break.
105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is weighing an administration-wide shakeup as he looks to prepare his White House for divided government. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is expected to be among the next to go, perhaps as soon as this week. Sources say Mr. Trump has soured on Nielsen and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, in part over frustration that his administration is not doing more to address what he's called a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The high-security trial of infamous Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman got underway on Tuesday. Guzman, who has been held in solitary confinement since his extradition to the United States earlier this year, has pleaded not guilty to charges that he amassed a multi-billion-dollar fortune smuggling tons of cocaine and other drugs in a vast supply chain that reached New York, New Jersey, Texas, and elsewhere north of the border. If convicted, he faces a possible life prison sentence. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 100 points, this is SRN News.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
If you've ever had a good massage, you know how it can relieve your stress, aches, and pains. You also know it can be expensive and take time out of your day. But it doesn't have to. At Relax and Comfort, you can get your own programmable massage chair for less than a cup of coffee per day. Quiet your body, clear your mind, and loosen your muscles in the comfort of your own home with a Brio massage chair from Relax and Comfort. The Brio is state-of-the-art, complete with foot rollers, back heat, zero gravity, and you can customize your massage or choose from 10 popular options. And while supplies last, you can save hundreds on selected models during the semi-annual floor model clearance sale. Remember to ask about no interest finance options and mention the promo code American Adversaries to get 50% off Maluf bamboo bed linens or essential oil sleep pillows all month. Relax and Comfort is family owned and operated and has locations in Winter Park, Windermere, Sanford, and the Villages. Visit relaxandcomfort.com or call 321-329-3118. Your true wealth is your health. Get your massage chair today. Relaxandcomfort.com, 321-329-3118.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Folks, I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, tough guy, ho!
And away we go with the second half of the second hour of tonight's show. All right, you got Nostra Dennis in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. It is Trump 2020 Club here on the American Adversaries, Trump 2020 Club Tuesday here on the American Adversaries, presented by Sutherland Nissan. That's OrlandoNissan.com. And don't forget, you too can join the Trump 2020 Club if you have not already. Simply go to Facebook and Trump 2020 Club right there, and you can join. And Mike McBath will be, hopefully he's coming back soon. Union boss business, you never know when those union meetings start, what's going to happen.
When I got here, he was downstairs on the phone. He was yelling at someone. But that's Mike McBath. That's what he does.
And that's Nostra Dennis, and I'm Christopher Hart. And thank you for listening. The number is 407-774-8255. You know, all these lawsuits keep flying back and forth down here in Florida. But a lawsuit was filed today in Washington, D.C. that's of particular interest.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the story. But basically, CNN has decided they are going to sue. They filed in federal court against the White House, saying that correspondent Jim Acosta's press privileges should the revocation of them should be reversed, and he should get his press privileges back. Now, here's the thing: that word privileges. It's a privilege to be a White House reporter. It is not an entitlement. It is not a right. And if you abuse those privileges, they are taken away from you. And I got to think that anyone who saw the footage of him refusing to give up a microphone in a press conference with the president standing at the podium would have to agree. This guy at least needs a little time out. Maybe he'll get it back at some point. But well, if you don't get it back, sue for it. I think that's what they're going for.
I think they would just like a little decorum at the White House. Yeah, Jim Acosta and CNN are suing President Trump, Chief of Staff Kelly, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and a couple of other folks they're basing the lawsuit on the First and Fifth Amendments. Of course, First Amendment, freedom of speech. Or at least the government will make no law abridging freedom of speech, commonly known as freedom of speech. And the Fifth Amendment is commonly known as the Due Process Clause, as though he is being legally charged with something.
Due process, you mean like that thing Brett Kavanaugh didn't get throughout his confirmation hearings?
Right. No, press privileges are just that. They are privileges. They are not a right. If it were a right, I would be up there and demanding that I could exercise my right to be in on those press conferences. But there is no such thing.
And he does have a microphone. It's the microphone in the CNN studios. And he can use that as long as CNN is willing to continue hiring him. He's got a platform. A lot of people don't.
Yeah. And speaking of that, that's the nice thing about what we have here is that we have a platform and are willing to use it to try to help make America great again.
You know? And are willing to get people on the phone who want to wrestle with us.
Yeah.
Well, metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically speaking. But, you know, Nostra Dennis was with us and Jeff on the first night. It was Lair, myself, Nostra Dennis, and Jeff in here that very first night, September 5th, 2010.
Yep.
And the whole purpose of this show, and you can go back to and listen to that original show, was to bring hope back to people who had given up hope. Lair and I were hearing it everywhere we go. You remember what happened in 2008? Well, Barack Obama became president of the United States, and everybody went into a serious funk, and that was on top of the economic collapse.
And what happened in 2010, just a couple months after we went on the air?
Tea party, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We had us a big old tea party. And now we can't take responsibility for that, but I like to think that we've been players ever since. And the whole idea, even though we didn't express it as such, was to make America great again by giving people hope again. The whole purpose of the show, and I went through my perverse rules of politics. We likened it to professional wrestling. It was to say, look, the fight's never over. We're never out of this. That when things look the worst, that is when it can be the best for us. And lo and behold, it turned out that way. But it wasn't because I had any particular genius. It's because I understood the American way. And we're in the midst of it again.
And the people in the swamp, the people who have that entrenched power, and the people who pull those strings would like nothing more than for people who are energized to change this country and to make it better than it is to lose hope, to get disappointed, to feel like they're in the minority, not the majority.
Right.
We do outnumber them.
That's right.
But most of us don't even think about that. We just sit on our butts.
Dennis just made the exact point that I was leading to. We in certain times are our own worst enemy. And is in those times when we think we can't do it, or we've given up hope, or we think the other side's going to cheat us, that we can't win because we're going to be cheated. Well, Trump showed we could win, even when they try to cheat us. Remember? They were trying to cheat him. They were trying to rig the election, we now know, against him, using the FISA court, using the Justice Department and the FBI, and he still won. We won. And now we're all, oh, we're being cheated. We can't win because we're being cheated. Well, I was listening to Michael Medved this morning, and I was pounding my head. I just showed the folks on Facebook my forehead, metaphorically speaking. I was pounding my head on the wall because he's going down this road of, oh, we're up against this dark specter that just outdoes us at every turn.
You talking about Gallagher?
Gallagher.
Oh, you said Medved.
Did I say
you
Medved?
You said the M word.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And so here, and then all of a sudden I hear this. So Jeff, do we have it ready? Let her rip. Okay, let her rip. This was about 11:25 a.m. this morning. Go ahead.
So I got a text message from Orlando, and I want to share this with you because this is part of the problem. When we see this keep happening in this country, where Republicans appear to win elections, and then they start recounting, and they look at late ballots, and they start putting bad ballots with good ballots together, we see what's happening. It's not a coincidence. And yet there are people like this text messenger, and I don't want to be personal here, but I want you to hear this message, because this person's part of the problem. He or she writes, Mike, please lose your loser's attitude. The libs want us screaming we were cheated so as to depress our own troops. Spit out that bait. Dems won because they spent a lot more, fielded better candidates, and out-hustled us.
That sounds familiar.
Bad news is we lost a lot of close races. Good news is they were close races. We
that
need
sounds
to refocus.
Familiar, too.
And don't perpetuate the notion that our votes don't count because the libs will just cheat us. 2020 will come soon. Don't waste time in this rabbit hole. Now, I always love entertaining opposing viewpoints. So let me push back with love.
More
the reason
here comes the love.
We're in this mess.
Here comes the love.
They
wait
want
for it.
Republicans to be complacent and say, oh, well, they just out-hustled us and they outspent us, but they legitimately beat us. Because if it's not legitimate, if they are cheating, if there is fraud, if there is evil doing going on, they're counting on people like you, Orlando, to say, oh, come on, let's not go down this rabbit hole. The libs want our defeatist attitude.
Sounds
no,
familiar.
They
yes.
want your attitude. And your attitude suggests that every time there's a recount, Democrats suddenly emerge victorious, and that's normal to you. You think that's legitimate, right, Orlando? You think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a better candidate than any Republican fielded in New York? You think Kirsten Sinema, who made fun of her own constituents by talking about the stupid people in the meth labs in Arizona, she's a better candidate than a former fighter pilot who didn't tear down her state or her country but fought for her country?
That's
oh,
familiar.
Kirsten Sinema's a better candidate? Get out of here. You're part of the problem. And that's what the Democrats are hoping for. Lemmings like this text messenger who says, oh, let's not be losers here. Let's have a winning spirit. Yeah, as they continue to cheat and steal the election and have all this incompetence and all the bad ballots with the good ballots and all the stupid mistakes they make. But let's take the high road, right, Orlando? Give me a break. Boy, nobody knows what this feels like better than a Minnesotan. Here's Mike.
Well, we had hoped to have Mike McBath here.
Well, you know,
who do you think this Orlando is?
Beats me. Someone who likes rabbit holes. I think. You know what, though?
Well, let me fill in the picture. It was me.
Mike has a point, and
sent him a text, and he read the text. He read the text in its entirety. I had sent him an earlier text where I'd put my name on it, and I sent him the second text, and I'd forgot to put my name on it. But it sounds like the way he said, and I don't want to get
personal, and then he just went ahead and got personal.
That he may know who I am. And then I was dancing a jig, man. I was having fun as this was going on, right? And so after it was over, I texted him again and identified myself as Orlando, Chris Hart, AM 660, The Answer, and invited him to continue the discussion.
You know what, though?
I have yet to hear back.
I'm going to stand in the middle, like that old American Adversaries t-shirt where I'm the referee and you guys are beating each other up.
Yeah.
We need to do both. We cannot ignore shenanigans when they happen.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, Governor Scott ignored the shenanigans in Broward and Palm Beach County and did not remove that Board of Elections chair from her post after their shenanigans. Had he done that, it might have been a cleaner process this time around.
Yeah.
That's his fault. I laid this on him.
Yeah. A couple of things, though, that I haven't already addressed. If you noticed, I addressed most of his points at some point during the show tonight using my own language in the text. But Democrats have not always come from behind to win recounts. As a matter of fact, I think the only time it has happened is when Al Franken stole that election up there in Minnesota.
And he did steal that election. There were boxes of ballots found in a car trunk.
Right. But it didn't happen in 2000 here in Florida. And the difference in that race was less than 500 votes, ladies and gentlemen. And the race was not reversed.
In fact,
it's not going to happen this time either, I guarantee you.
In 2000, if you remember. Every time they recounted, and they recounted several times, Bush's lead got bigger.
Yeah.
So after a while, they decided, well, isn't working.
The New York Times, the Washington Post, the Miami Herald, every newspaper of any size put all kinds of people in here after that election trying to find that Gore actually won, and not a single one ever did. They all of them confirmed the fact that George Bush won. So, no, it doesn't always happen that whenever there's a recount, the Democrat mysteriously wins. And it doesn't always happen when late votes come in that the Democrat mysteriously wins. It seems to happen more often than it should. I'll grant you that. But it all comes down to the voting and counting process, I should say. And that's what we're caught in the morass here is not so much the voting, but the counting.
And the way the counting is done. For 2 days, they did not let anyone else into those offices as they should have to view and observe the votes being counted. Now, Randy and Trump 2020 Club are getting people to each of the counties to go through that process.
Look, it's all about participation, and they out-participated us. You know, and no hard feelings, Mike, if you're out there listening. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Believe you me. And I'm sure there's some of my listeners who probably loved it, too. Go, yeah, tell that idiot. But that's fine with me, too. You know, the bottom line is we got our work cut out for us. And we lost this match. But if we get caught up in this, we're going to lose the next one, too, because the clock is ticking and it's going to go fast. It's going to go real fast, especially now with the presidential race on in full bore. And it is on in full bore. It's already started.
Oh, in a few months, there'll be people announcing.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
You know it. I mean, they're already, you know, checking the waters out. You know, and so, you know, I understand Mike's frustration, but I'd had enough of it. I'd had enough of it because it is, in my opinion, a losing attitude. I think he got mad when I started the text with lose that loser's attitude.
Getting personal there, Chris, aren't you?
I guess I did, but it certainly got him going, and he was also teasing an interview, which he did. He conducted in the next segment of the show, which would have been 11:35, of a prize-winning journalist and reporter from Tampa, a TV guy over there. And I must say that the TV guy did perhaps a better job at talking Mike off the cliff than I did. And basically what the TV guy said was, we've seen this show here in Florida before. You know, we've seen this. This ain't nothing new to us. And Gallagher, you've referenced that. This happens all the time. Down here it does, Mike.
It's tough
because our government officials won't do any damn thing to stop it.
And just remember this, Chris. It's tough to talk anyone, especially Matt Gallagher, off a cliff with a tweet. or a text. You kind of have to have a little back
especially
and forth.
Especially when you started out, drop the loser's attitude, yeah. Right? All right, we'll take a break, come back, get Roger's phone call. I don't know if we'll ever have McBath on the show again tonight, but I do have the contest challenge for Thursday, and I'll give it to you when we come back. It ought to be a hoot, and I hope you enjoyed that Mike Gallagher clip. I love Mike Gallagher. I listen to him every morning, and I love it even more when he gets mad like that. He's so beautiful when he's mad. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries where I'm the problem.
You rabbit holer.
All right, I'm Christopher Hart along with Nostra Dennis. We do have a story before I go to Roger on the line. We'll get to you, Roger. Hang in there. Mississippi. Mississippi is yet to actually even have their senatorial race. It's going to be, was it December, Dennis?
It's going to happen in the first week of December, but they did have an election, but they have rules in their state that if no candidate receives 50% of the vote, they take the top two and they do a runoff.
Okay, similar to Georgia.
Or kind of like how California does their primaries.
Right.
Where the top two candidates, regardless of party, end up facing off in the general.
So what happened?
In Mississippi, 58% of voters voted for a Republican. Problem was there were two Republicans in the race. One of them was named Hyde Smith. And
I believe she's a state senator right
now. Yes, she is. She ended up leading with 41.4% of the vote. Mike Espy was the Democrat. He got 40.7% of the vote. But another GOP state senator, Chris McDaniel, came in third. He had 16.5%.
Which put it into a runoff.
Right. Now, McDaniel is out of the race. Most of his votes are going to end up going to Hyde Smith. And because the Senate is pretty well settled, and this is not going to be the 50th vote either way, it's a matter of 53 or 54 senators at this point.
I think this would be 52 or 53, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
it's not that crucial that the runoff really isn't going to have national implications. So they expect, number one, that most Republicans are going to go back and vote for the remaining Republican, and a lot of Democrats just may not show up because literally this does not matter.
And
seat
would,
doesn't matter to them.
But this would be to replace a Democrat or a Republican. Would this be a pickup or a hold?
This would be a pickup, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Retired GOP Senator Thad Cochran's seat.
That's so what I thought. This
it
will
would
be a
hold the seat.
Yeah. If Rick Scott wins, and he's going to,
that's
ladies
a flip.
And gentlemen, it will be a flip, and we'll end up with 53 seats assuming that this stays in Republican control. That will be a pickup of two seats. We had hoped it would be better. I predicted between three and five. But it was in a year where presidents normally don't pick up any seats at all. They just lose them.
And remember, so, those 53 include some really, really soft, independent-ish Republicans.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of these new House members won in very close races and in districts where President Trump won. And so
they're going to have to toe a line. They're going to have to walk a tightrope in a lot of ways.
And there's a fight brewing in the House Democrat party to determine who the new speaker is going to be, because there's a lot of people who don't think it should be Nancy Pelosi. In a lot of ways, Nancy Pelosi would be good for both sides. She'd be good for the Republicans because she's a good foil for the president.
I vote for Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi is a formidable politician. That's why she is where she is in politics and has been there for a long time. And Adam Schiff actually put it correctly on one of the morning shows on Sunday. She's the best fundraiser, she's the best strategist, and she's the best organizer they got in the Democrat Party. And he's right. So from that standpoint, I hope she doesn't get it. But from the other standpoint, in that, you know, she makes a great foil for us and for the president, you kind of hope she does get it. But we will see what happens. A fight is a brewing. Let's go to Roger. He'll be our final phone call tonight. Hey, Roger, how you doing?
Doing great, guys.
Good to hear from you.
You gave me a third issue to talk about. Maybe Mike was just trying to match. You're getting upset last night.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, anyway,
but he was coming out from the other side of the elephant, you might say. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, first thing about Martha McSally, a talker earlier today had a different take on her concession speech. You were having trouble coming up with words for it, I think.
Yep.
Earlier today, she said she thought it was classy, that she wasn't, oh, whining, oh, woe is me, but it was pretty classy with I don't know what the dog had to do with it.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, it was, as far as concession speech goes, it was basically typical. I lost, good luck to the other side.
Yeah.
But it was the setting.
A little surreal.
Yeah, a little casual. For the, you know, the significance, I think, of the event, it was just a little too casual for me. Anyway, that's just me. Okay.
All right. Well, the second part about Arizona, correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't the governor of Arizona still have to appoint someone to John McCain's seat?
No, he's already appointed John Kyle to that seat.
Yeah, John Kyle.
He was actually a better conservative.
He's a former senator, okay. I guess.
Yeah, he's the former senator. He was the one who held Jeff Flake's seat. He retired. Flake got that seat, held it one term, and now it's in the Democrat hands.
Okay. Wondering if maybe he was going to appoint McSally.
Right. Arizona has undergone quite a change. You know, a lot of people retire to Arizona just like they do here to Florida. And a lot of people have moved out of California and retired in Arizona. And what do you think they brought with them from California?
The problems they were trying to leave.
The politics. Exactly.
Yep, they probably got a lot of people from New York, too.
So. It could be. Yep. It could be. And it's changing the demographics of that state, just like our state has undergone a change from conservative, solidly conservative, whether it be Democrat or Republican, but solidly conservative.
That's why we're called leaning purple now.
Exactly. So we got our work cut out for us. We don't have any time for this nonsense of woe with us. We got cheated. Okay? Yep. Well, if we got cheated, I'll go this far with Mike Gallagher. Okay, if we got cheated, what that means is we got to buckle down and get and work even that much harder. But like I said, I kind of view, and I texted this Mike Gallagher afterwards, I kind of view what we do here, us here on the show, as sort of coaches. And we're trying to coach the team up. And you folks are the team. And if we coach you up and get you out on the field prepared, we win. If we don't, we lose. It's pretty much as simple as that. And so I'm not going to waste time whining and crying about getting cheated. I'm going to say, why were we in a position that we could be cheated? We need to be whipping their tails. You got it.
What is you would say? If you win by enough, it doesn't matter if they cheat.
There you go. There you go. All right. Thank you, Roger. Right. God bless you.
Keep us lined up there.
You got it, man.
All right, what's this contest, Chris? What do we got going on tomorrow?
All right, so the contest for Thursday, so Mike couldn't make it back, he's still doing union business, is we want you to come up with a holiday for liberals.
Oh, I got one, and it's going to be bigger than Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Everyone gets a medal day. Everybody can go out and get a medal for someone they love. But just in case you get more than one medal, they'll redistribute it to someone who didn't get a medal. That way, everyone gets a medal.
Fairness. We want fairness is what we want.
Yeah.
And we want every medal counted. All right. So come up with a holiday for liberals, ladies and gentlemen. That is your challenge for Thursday. It ought to be a hoot as usual. Thanks so very much for tuning in. And problem or not, I'll be back here tomorrow.
Down the rabbit hole again.
I love you, Mike Gallagher. All right. I love you, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Larry Elder following us up next. Once again, Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays are presented by Sutherland Nissan. Please support our sponsors, support Sutherland Nissan, and drop off a Toys for Tot toy there. At the big box right there in the lobby of Sutherland Nissan, unwrapped new toy, and we really would appreciate it if you'd tell them you heard about it on our radio show. God bless you. Thanks so very much, and night, everybody.
FM 105.5
World this morning. You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. Once again, thank you, folks.